Ravens, you nailed your title status! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix!
It's bad, you know. It's difficult to be an alligator lover in this here swamp. This swamp where folks kill them every chance they get. Why, it's gotten so bad the History Channel's boating their film crews out here to get them on shows called Swamp People or something like that. Kind of pitting neighbor against neighbor for some contest to see who can get more gators shot with their pistols and slung under their boats before the rains come pouring into their houseboats downstream. Pitting neighbor against neighbor for an endangered species. These so-called contests where they never were pitted before in these here swamps. It's bad, you know. The gators. I love them, you know. I love them. The gators. The people I like But people are hard to love. They're easy to like, hard to love. But gators, pythons, rattlesnakes. You can't help but love the ones who only kill with their teeth and bodies, with no ridiculous comparing of kills, no saber rattling, no comparison of ideologies, no competitions, no contests like these swamp people from the History Channel, no agenda other than self-defense or food. It's bad, you know. Whenever I start feeling all about how my fellow species treat other species, I just take a long walk through these here swamps. Shh. Shh. Hey, wait, be quiet. See that? Look, over there. You see those two eyes? Those two bumps over there. Them's alligator eyes. No, something is... Not something you see too often, even around my house, but it's because of all these contests and such, you know, it's bad. You know? Look at that feller. He's got a half smile under that dark water. He hasn't a fear in the world. He doesn't think I'm going to snare him or shoot him with a gun, which I'm not. No one set out bait. A snare for him to get caught up in. No, siree, not on my property. Not out here. Not in my backyard. Not from this person's intentions. Nope. These here, what we all call the American alligator, are endangered. And so's the Everglades. And you know what? That's bad. Really, really bad. You know?
Okay, it's our turn again.
Does anybody hear?
take out people who lived with us for 100,000 years. Injected billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars speak of the drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever. Thank you very much. Thank you. The tree falls.
And now more Sesame Street for the visually impaired. Kids play Follow the Leader. Right off of YouTube. Let's watch.
They're
going to
play Follow the Leader.
Yeah.
Who's the leader? I'm the biggest, so I'm the leader.
If you're the
biggest, I'll go where you go.
If you're the biggest, you're always the leader. Just remember that, folks, especially if you're running for president or the head of some national corporation.
And I'll go where you go, and I'll go where you go.
And the followers always go where the big guy goes. It just stands to reason. You're killing yourself if you don't do otherwise.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, come on, let's go around it.
Okay. Okay. Big boy says, we're going to go around. He says, we're going to go around the clothesline, the big boy. And so all the kids, boys and girls, are running around the clothesline. They're not going to go through it because this is a smart leader. He doesn't want to disrupt the clothes that some elderly woman is probably going to chide them for if they do so. So they're running around the clothesline. So far, this is a very good leader.
Going around,
kind of like Syria. If we just went around Syria, well, we'll talk about that some other time, kids.
Going around. Me too.
Uh-oh. Kid just bumped right into a clothesline.
Go around.
Nope, he didn't, and he knocked the clothes down, the big sheet, and I'm sure there's going to be an irate elderly woman that's going to pull his ear and call his parents. Uh-oh, what happened? Here we go. Here. Uh-oh. Well, that's part one. We got a frozen YouTube. All right, that's part
one. Oh, no. Uh-oh, he didn't go around.
They're laughing at him. He's kicking his leg, he's under the sheet. Well, that's the end of part one.
Your feeling about war, I would like to get that. Your feeling about war and the possibility that man will someday outgrow his need for using it to solve his problems.
I hate it.
You hate war. Were you involved in
everyone.
War? Everyone. Every
war? I was in every war.
You were? Well, why
everyone,
would you...
I joined up.
Why would you join?
That flag, that songs. I was a kid, I didn't know better. Over there. You know what the real song should be for war?
Yes, can you sing?
Let's go out and lose an eye. Let's lose a foot. Let's go to war and lose our brains.
I see. That
should be the real song.
Yeah, I see.
They make nice songs.
Yes. And over there, get you over there.
And I was wounded and I was hurt. Half of me is plastic, the other half is a tin can. There's nothing left for war.
Oh, yes. That's
a shell of myself.
So there has never been a good war, you're saying?
One good war, there was.
Which war was there?
An exception.
The war for liberation?
No, none of that bullshit.
The revolutionary?
No.
The Russian Revolution?
There was one good war.
What war is that?
The War of the Roses was a good war.
The War of the Roses in England?
Yes, it was a just war.
What a just war? What made that one a just war?
Well, Wednesday night we went to sleep. Thursday morning we woke up, there wasn't a rose in the country.
Somebody stole the roses?
Came in, they took every rose away.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And you know, we didn't smell too good. We needed the roses. So Thursday morning, we went to war, we got back every rose, the hell with them.
And that was a just war.
That was a just war.
The only war
worth fighting, yes, sir.
Well, that's...
That war I'd fight again. Yes, sir. Don't take my roses, mister.
This is Sesame Street. Kids play follow the leader for the visually impaired. Kids are helping the kid who ran into the sheet. They're going to probably try to ditch that yard before the irate lady comes out and chides them.
This is how to go around. This is how to go around. This is how to go around. This is how to go around.
So they're repeating it. The leader, the big boy, is saying, let's go around these sheets. Let's do it again because he's treating them sort of like the ignorant sheep that they are by repeating the simple orders of going around. And they have patriotic band, marching band music to go along with it. The kid who went through the sheet. Now he went around. Yay! The kid learned. It helps when there's a marching band behind you. And yes, the kid who ran through the sheet went around this time, and everybody's happy, especially the big boy who's the leader. Because he feels like he accomplished something. So every leader...
Let's go through it.
Okay, now they're going to go through something. He's going to go through a pipe.
I'm going through.
I'll bet that one kid
is
going to go around.
Me too.
Oh, the last kid... Uh-oh. He tripped on a Coca-Cola can and killed himself, I think. Yep, he's dead. He's gone.
Hey, where's Jimmy? He didn't go through.
Uh-oh. They're burying him.
No, they're unburying him. They're pulling him up by his arms, kind of roughly.
Show him how to go through. Now, this is a way to go through.
They're going to go through. Kind of like international policy. Our Congress and President just go right through. Doesn't matter what the American people want. We just go through and slice through things, and just like these kids going through this pipe. It's kind of dangerous to go through a pipe like this, kids. You never know if you're going to get stuck, but these kids, they have no fear.
Go through. This is the way to go through. This is the way to go through.
Well, is that last kid going to go through this time? He's got the...
Now I'm going through.
Now he's going through.
Yeah,
yay! He did not trip on a can. And he's got the marching band music to help him out. Good for him. He's learning how to be a follower. This leader is a dangerous fellow. He's having them walk on planks that are up on sawhorses. These kids could fall and break their necks, but the big boy doesn't mind.
Now I'm going over.
That kid's got...
This is the way to go over.
Looks like Dennis the Menace. He's got white hair. Okay.
Me too?
Now the last kid, who's a little bit slow, is coming up. And is he going to go over on the planks or what? Is he going to trip on a can? Is he going to go through it? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to go over? He's kind of slow, this kid. He's going under. Is it going to... Oh, it's going to screw him up. There is a bucket of water that's about to fall on his head. These Sesame Street directors were sadistic SOBs. Especially from this kid's perspective.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There it is. Water on his head. The bucket's on his head. Because he went under the planks instead of over.
He didn't go over.
It's dangerous. He didn't go over. And I don't think it went over well with the construction workers that are nearby watching them. Because they're afraid they're going to get sued by their parents. These are bratty little kids. But they think it's funny. Let's show them how to go over.
This is the way to go over.
They're going to do it again.
This is the way to go over.
It's like any sports hero.
This is the way to go over.
They know how to do it.
This is the way to go over.
Drummond Killebrew, Joe Namath, Bart Starr. Well, so the kid finally goes over. He went over. I don't know why these kids don't just figure it out that they have to have a marching band play nearby for him to get it straight. Once they get that clued in, the slow kid who seems to always get things wrong and almost cripple himself will just be fine. And there's the YouTube stuck again because I paused it. Oh, now they're going backwards. They're reversing the film. Those clever Sesame Street people are reversing the film.
Over!
They should say Revo.
Yeah.
Through. They should say Oof. And they should say Dowra. See, because they're... Because it's going backwards, they should say the words backwards is what I'm trying to say. But they, I know, even this leader doesn't, he doesn't have a lot of depth to him, like yours truly. Well, that's it. That's the film. That's Over, Through, and Around. Sesame Street Kids, play Follow the Leader. And that was fun. All right, kids, go home and do something productive.
Sir, do you feel,
I feel
any hope for the world?
No.
Do you...
As long as the world is turning and spinning, we're going to be dizzy and we're going to make mistakes. If some smart guy can stop it so we're not nauseous, then we'll be able to think and we'll solve the problems of the world. And thank you and good night.
That's it. Hello.
Sunday, don't get on my knees to pray, don't memorize the books of the Bible, got my own special way, I know Jesus loves me. Maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees every Sunday at the Red Lee's candy store. Well, I've got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus. Keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no apples, apples. Don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better than suitable for this boy. Well, that's the only thing that can pick me up. It's better than a cup of gold. You see, only a chocolate Jesus will satisfy my soul.
The guy talking about the alligators a little earlier. Guess what? They just arrested some of these History Channel cinematographers for going against the Endangered Species Act. There is some justice in the world. Will you guys just come back now? You hear? You come back to Trail Mix in another week or two and we'll bring you more music and entertainment. And to all our friends out there at Pinecone Radio and Pine Mountain Club 100.9 FM, we'd just like to say good night and love your local wildlife. They were here first. Till we meet.